From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Two Syrian opposition groups said Saturday that rebels have broken the government siege on the northern city of Aleppo after fierce fighting the past 6 days. But the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the siege had not been broken, but that fighting was very intense in Ramusa. The rebels and Syrian state media says insurgent groups launched a fresh offensive Saturday to try to break a government siege on a rebel-held neighborhood in Aleppo, triggering intense clashes and airstrikes on the southern edge of the Syrian second-largest city. Earlier reports Saturday say a coalition of Arab and Kurdish fighters is reported to have taken almost complete control of a strategic northern Syrian city that was a stronghold of the Islamic State group. Officials in northern France say a birthday celebration turned tragic Saturday when fire erupted inside a bar, killing 13 people, injuring 6 others. Initial reports say candles and sparklers from the birthday cake somehow ended up on the floor, igniting the carpet. Police are continuing to investigate. Fans are pouring into venues in Rio de Janeiro Saturday as the Olympics are getting underway.
We're here rooting for Team Hurley, the Kelly Hurley and Courtney Herney, Epee fencers.
How do you feel about coming here?
Oh, I love Brazil. I've come here a bunch of times. They really clean the place up. It feels a lot safer and a lot more nice now.
More than 200 Olympic teams are competing, including the first-ever team of refugees. Al-Shabaab waged mortar attacks in southwestern Somalia Saturday, killing a 15-year-old girl and wounding 4 of her family members. Witnesses say the militant group also fired mortars on the airport in the town of Baidoa. It's the second heaviest bombardment on the town by Al-Shabaab in more than a month.